It's Liz Black, and I'm just with somebody I love hanging out with every time I get a chance to. It's none other than Brian Courtney Wilson. Brian, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing real good, Liz. Good to hear your voice, and Happy New Year, too.
Yeah, same to you. And look, let me just say this before we get into the single. Your vocals are incredible. You're just getting gooder and gooder.
And you know,
this is, I have just your CD I have to talk about real quick, Worth Fighting For. I find that this is a CD I'm just chilling out listening to over and over and over and over again. So it's just, you're just sounding better and better. I don't know how else to put it.
I appreciate you saying that. I pray for that, too. I just pray people would catch the record and, you know, find it useful and bring it into their lives. So I really appreciate it. And it's cool because we actually put Worth Fighting For on this compilation that I was calling in about, too. So I really appreciate you saying that.
It's my pleasure. And I've known you since you actually started, and I'm just really in awe of all that God is doing. And now you're on a project, Heal Songs of Hope for Our Nation. So tell us about that.
Yeah, the idea kind of started with a song that I wrote back in April when Philando Castile was slaughtered on Facebook. I don't know if you remember that, but
yes.
we watched it, and I mean, I was angry because it was obvious that he was killed in cold blood for no reason by people that were charged to protect him. And I remember being angry. I remember walking around frustrated because this wasn't the first time we had seen it. I turned on the television, and one of my favorite pundits, who always has a courageous voice, was on, and I was waiting on him to say something that would make sense of it all. And tears just welled up in his eyes. And for a minute, it was awkward. He didn't speak for a minute. And that's when the song came to my head, the first line, that so many reasons why we start to cry until it's hard to see how things could ever change that causes pain while our blood flows in the street. And then I remembered that even when circumstances would dictate that we should give up hope, that it seems ridiculous, that's when the church, more than ever, is supposed to speak hope and healing into a situation. Even when it sounds ridiculous, even when it sounds crazy,
because
we know that our God specializes in those types of circumstances, and the miraculous, and manifesting His presence in the earth in that way when times are darkest.
Yeah,
we got to be witnesses to it. We got to herald it. We got to tell people with conviction, consistently, that's what we expect to have happen, even when derision comes from it. Because you know, I remember people saying this wasn't a time to pray. You know, we've been praying enough, and I just, you know,
what?
you can look at Facebook, and man, it's easy to be cynical.
Yes.
It's easy to be cynical, and it's easy to be negative, and it's easy to observe the negative and say something pithy about it without proffering a solution. Well, we believe God is the solution. And we got to keep witnessing to that. We got to keep speaking life into lifeless, seemingly lifeless situations. And that's where this project is headed, man. We want to lose songs of hope like gospel music has always done and will continue to do. You know, we try to make people feel good long enough so they can do good.
Yeah.
That's what we want to do with this music.
I like that. And you know, what you're saying, you just spoke healing because, you know, right now there just seems to be so much going on, and everyone's posting on Facebook out of opinions and emotions and not out of what the Word of God says.
Man, I mean, there's so many things I could say about that, but that's what everybody's doing. So, you know, I guess my main thing, man, is, you know, plant something beautiful. Plant a seed of something beautiful. Nurture it, protect it, and cover it, and expect it to yield some fruit that's going to benefit more than just you. That's my charge, and that's what I hope people do to help heal, man. And I hope the music that I do and my compatriots doing gospel music, which I'm going to stop and ask this right to from your listeners, can I pray for your gospel musicians?
Yes.
Pray that we continue to have courage and focus and the discipline needed to deliver this music in a credible way for a time such as this.
Oh, Brian,
just stop and pray for it.
Man.
If you care about this music, if you care about this genre of music, man, pray for the artist that are delivering this music. Not just, and you know, now I've been asking for the artist, pray for the purveyors of it, the people who create the culture where we can deliver this music, the curators of it, people like yourself. Pray for all of us to continue to deliver the music, to get the resources we need to deliver the music, and to be able to deliver it with credibility. So when people hear this message of hope, they believe it and they can lean on it.
Yeah, I like that. That sounds good. And this CD is one of those CDs when you need healing, you pop it in. It's Motown Gospel Presents. It has you, of course, on it. Janice Gaines, Royce Lovett, Sherry Jones Moffitt, Myron Butler, Tasha Cobbs, Rashawn Mitchell, Ty Tribbett, Smokey Norful. And you have two songs on there.
Yep, we put the Heal, Find a Way song on there, and then bookended with Worth Fighting For, which I, you know, as much as it got played, you know, when we first put it out, I think it still applies to where we're headed in this world in terms of,
yeah,
you know, fighting for the manifestation of the divine in our world today.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know about anybody else, but you truly brought healing to my spirit today, Brian. So I say thank you. I say yes, okay?
Amen.
But
amen,
I want everybody to make sure they get this CD. Again, it is Motown Gospel Presents Heal, Songs of Hope for Our Nation. And you know what? It is appropriate and it is the time to release it because our nation needs it.
And let me say this too, like it's streaming on digital outlets like Apple Music, Spotify. We got a lyric video for the song Heal, Find a Way up on Vevo. That's the YouTube channel for music. This is easy to hear. I want you to go hear it. If it resonates with you, let the words get in your spirit and then share it with your family and friends.
That's wonderful. It's easy. Y'all make sure we get out support. We're going to pray for our gospel artists, pray for our radio personalities. We just need to pray for each other that there'll be unity in the body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Brian, let everybody know how they can get in contact with you on social media.
Yep, absolutely. All of our links are on my website, BrianCourtneyWilson.com, but we're on Instagram at Brian Courtney Wilson. We're on Twitter at B Courtney Wilson and Facebook at Brian Courtney.
Oh, thank you so much. And you know, anytime you're around or there's anything going on, you have an open door. All you have to do is call me, Brian, okay?
I really appreciate it, Liz. I will, absolutely.
All right. I'll see you down at the Stellars.
Yep.
All right.
Can't wait.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right.
So many reasons why we start to cry until it's hard to see how things could ever change that causes pain while our blood flows in the street. But I'm convinced that you can pull us through and have not removed your hand. Yes, we will find a way to pray and heal our land. So many real concerns we left to burn. Now rage wants to rule the day. People are taking sides and as tensions rise, the righteous must take their place to show pray for peace when the lines are drawn and the courage to meet our enemy. We need your wisdom so that when our words fall, they break down walls in the way of unity. Lord, cover our children so they live to understand what it really means to build with and love our fellow man. May they to find a way to pray for peace where the lines are drawn and for courage to meet our enemy. We need your wisdom so that when our words fall, they break down. Lord, cover our children so they live to understand what it really means to build with and love our fellow man. May they to find a way to pray when words escape us. Just these tears for how we feel. We must insist that there are still answers.